Number two, walk. And what do I mean by walk? It's not so much go out and just go for a walk while you're on your phone, or take time during your lunch to just go walk and maybe talk with your friends, or maybe go walk your dog around. Walking, when you study a lot of the science behind walking, there's some specifics we want to look at. Number one, it's walk for about 10 minutes every day. Number two, if you're able to be outside in nature, if you're in a city, then just be outside. But if you're able to be outside in nature, that's one of the greatest benefits to you. The next piece of that is don't be on phone calls. Don't even, if you're walking with a friend, don't even be doing a conversation for that 10 minutes. Go for a walk. Get a little bit more in touch with yourself. Walking the dog doesn't count because that's the dog walking with you. You want to just go for that walk. If you can't be outside for whatever reason, then find an area to walk around inside. But do it for about 10 minutes. Do it without the distractions. Do it without all these other things that you're trying to get done. And don't make it a power walk. Just go have a walk. That's what a lot of the science behind health with walking has shown us. And on top of that, if you add the breath work from the previous video in here, you can use that to get a little bit more in touch with your body, a little bit more in touch with your being as you breathe through. The Zen Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh talks about a walking meditation that he does, and I've attempted this myself. And one of the pieces he talks about is make sure you have awareness from your heel all the way through your foot for each step. And don't do one until you're completely aware of each one, and then go on to the next one. It is a difficult exercise to do. He does talk about breathing through every piece of it, but it is a very rewarding one. And you may find that 10 minutes pass very quick and you don't go very far, which is fine, because it's more about you having that awareness of yourself, getting your body a little bit out into nature so that you're not so confined and not worrying about all these little pieces going on in your life that are taking up, such as phone calls and all that. And there's certainly a lot to be said for doing that while on the move, but focus a little bit more on your body. That's what walking is if we're going to utilize it for health and utilize it for longevity. And even the French, and I believe it's more the Parisians than just the French, they have an art that doesn't translate out of the French language very well called flâneur. And that's effectively the art of the stroll. And strolling is a big thing that goes on. If you've ever been to Paris, Paris has sort of a whole culture based around just strolling around and almost getting lost. But it's something that allows you to get a little away from the distractions and to just walk around a little bit. And it encompasses a little bit about what I'm trying to explain to you here as far as get out and walk. Now, a few pieces around that. If you're obviously not in great physical shape to go out and walk, or you got balance issues, you know, make sure you've got stuff around you that's going to help you make safe. But even if you feel like you're not in a great position to be walking a lot, you're still wise to be able to get out there and get moving. If you do have balance issues, I'd encourage you to try the walking meditation and make sure you're aware of your full balance before you go on to the next foot, and have some breath for it, and have some awareness of your body through it. And that may even effectively help some of your balance issue that's going on, because if nothing else, you're getting your motor stuff working. The other piece of that is if you're a person that's not in any position to walk, say you're bound in a wheelchair, or you're stuck using a walker and you can't just go out very easily and walk around. Well, you can still, on the walker, you can still be aware of every step you take while you're supporting yourself. If you're in a wheelchair, I'd encourage you, make sure you're in a manual one where you can put a little awareness maybe into your arms as you move yourself and have a little awareness and breath in your body. Or if you're in a position where you don't even get to do that, one of the things that I know we've done with cerebral palsy patients is they do therapeutic horseback riding, because being on the horse mimics what's going on with your pelvis as you move in the saddle and you have a good seat. And that can be a place where you can go and you could sit down and you can get aware with your breath of what's going on through there, even if you can't walk. But you still get out and you can still get your body moving through all those motions, and you can be away from a lot of those distractions. You can get a little more in touch with yourself. You can have some awareness of your health. And so go ahead and try all the various ways that you can, but make sure you're paying great attention to your body as you walk and add in the breath from the previous video in there so that you can enhance it to the greatest degree possible. In the comments below, go ahead and let me know, what is it you do for walking? Where do you like to walk? Have you tried these various different things? Did you try the walking meditation from the monk Thich Nhat Hanh? And let me know. I'd love to know. It'd be very inspiring to know that you're trying this. If it's helping your balance, if you're doing the meditation, please fill me in on everything you're doing.